This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. I'm Randall White. Slightly more than a month after a threat temporarily closed an Atascadero grade school, investigators now say they have a suspect in custody. KCBX reporter Jordan Bell has new details on the case police had not previously released.
San Gabriel Elementary was shut down for 2 weeks in September as the FBI tested a liquid substance placed on school grounds. Police say the brown liquid was sodium ferrocyanide held in a glass candle holder. Atascadero Police Chief Gerald Haley says the solution was not strong enough to produce a vaporized form of cyanide, which would have been far more dangerous. Letters placed around the school had language similar to the horror movie Saw, and padlocks were placed on school gates, and teachers were instructed to find the keys as part of a game. Chief Haley says this was the most complex case he's ever seen.
The complexity of planning and follow-through that the suspect used in committing the crime, putting letters out for each of the rooms, each of the teachers, taking steps to chain and padlock the gates of the school, making an improvised device that was like a weapon of mass destruction, and that's, you know, what the letters claimed it to be, and affixing it to the gate at the school. I mean, this is, again, someone has taken some extraordinary steps.
Investigators say the 17-year-old boy is being held at the juvenile facility in San Luis Obispo and is the sole suspect in the case. District Attorney Dan Dow says his office is not sure whether conditions exist for charging the boy as an adult. Investigators say items purchased for the crime were traced back to the suspect. Haley says two search warrants used Wednesday morning provided even more evidence to back up the investigation. Jordan Bell, KCBX News.